Megan DiMuccio is a registered representative offering securities and advisory services through United Planners Financial Services. Clark James Financial Services and United Planners are not affiliated. Materials discussed is not to be construed as specific tax or legal advice and is not a recommendation to buy or sell any securities.
And the website will tell you all the time, folks, before Mr. Ferrantino comes on with the report. Great website. You'll learn a lot. You got to pre-register for all the great events. You had three of them yesterday by Megan Muccio, CPA, Craig James Financial. It's CraigJamesFinancial.com. Dow shot up 286 at its close. Futures up about 70 points or so as we speak. That's the cover. In a short period of time, we welcome Megan Muccio sitting in for Craig Ferrantino back in play here on a Thursday. Megan, great to have you here. The Dow is climbing back that 725-point loss from a few days ago, and they've done it in a couple of days. So a lot of rallying going on right now on Wall Street, huh? Good to have you.
Yeah. Hi, Jay. Thanks for having me back. Yeah, it's, you know, we had a rough start to the week, but it seems like even though, you know, there's still some worry in the air, the Dow and the markets are just climbing their way back with the earnings season. So it's always good to see, you know, a little ebb and flow here and there, but, you know, continuing to do well today and yesterday.
Yeah, no question about it. We didn't talk a lot about this, but it began last week, and that's, you know, the child tax credits and everything else that came into play, payments starting to be received. Folks will have that to the rest of the year. But a lot of, you know, a lot of people might have forgotten about that as far as everything going on here with what's being divvied out as far as the relief plan and everything else. So I figured, you know what, let's talk about that a little this morning. So, you know, a lot of people getting those payments for the kids and everything else, and it all started last week, right?
Yeah, it did. So every month on the 15th, starting July 15th, the IRS is starting to issue these child tax credits, and families are eligible for different amounts based on your income levels, based on the age of your children. But generally speaking, if you have someone, a young child, you know, five or under, you're going to get hopefully somewhere, you know, probably somewhere in that $300 per child range, and then it'll reduce a little. The end of the year numbers, so when we go to file your tax return, if you have a child under the age of five or under, it's going to be $3,600, then it'll get reduced to $3,000. If your income level is high enough, though, you're only going to be eligible for the same $2,000 per child that was enacted in the laws a few years ago, so that's the normal amount we're used to seeing. And if your income is even higher, you actually might be eligible for less. So different amounts, but a lot of people got money last week that maybe weren't realizing they were going to. So probably a nice surprise for some people.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Megan Muccio talking about the expanded child tax credit plan. It was all part, folks, of the stimulus package. What was it, about $1.9 trillion or so back in March. You know, it's part of the relief plan. And, you know, a lot of people will say on the other side, you know what, hey, you know, I don't want to get too political, obviously. But, you know, a lot of people are saying, you know, it's kind of an expansion of the welfare state and this incentive to work and everything else. But in essence, you know, what happens during a pandemic is, you know, complete destruction of one's, you know, dollars and cents and bank accounts and the economics of it all, you know. So that's what it is. But basically, you know, the qualification, talking about the expansion of the child tax credit, you know, those who are making $150,000 or less a year, along with the heads of the household who earn, was it $112,000 plus, whatever it was, or less. But folks who are individuals who earn $75,000 or less also qualify, right? So that's important to note there. A lot of people might not know that individually. If you're earning $75,000 or less, you're going to qualify for this thing, right?
Yes. So have a few warnings for my clients and even, you know, for anyone that I speak to about this, because we talked about this a lot together earlier this year when we were discussing the stimulus checks, but the IRS is currently looking at your 2020 income, and they're saying, okay, it looks like you had, you know, 150 or less for your income filing jointly, or the 75 or less for a single filer, married filing separately. So they're looking at your 2020 income and deciding, are you eligible right now for half of that $3,600, half of that $3,000? There's going to be a point, though, where people have come off unemployment this year. People have gotten new jobs, or their jobs have started paying them again at a higher amount, you know, what they were used to in that 2019, 2018 year. And they might not actually be eligible for these credits. Now, when I spoke to you about the stimulus check, I said it doesn't matter. We're going to get as much as possible. The IRS isn't going to take any of their money back. So it doesn't seem to be the same thing for these credits, because the IRS is not going to be willing to let you keep the money if they give you too much. So there's a little bit of concern on my end. I'm working with clients, and anyone who's listening, please give me a call if you think you fall into this bucket, that if you think you're going to be getting too much with these advanced credits, we should work together to stop them. Because as much as it's great to have money now, we don't want to be paying the IRS anything back that we don't have to next year. So that's definitely, you know, a little bit of a concern of mine when it comes to the different income levels. And right now, this is a one-year only thing, but there's a proposal to continue to pay you ahead of time for these credits going forward. It hasn't passed yet. It's in the new bill that's, you know, being discussed in government, but, you know, just something that I'm seeing right now, which is a little, it's excellent, but it's a little concerning too.
And that's a good point, because listen, they're going to hit you up. If they feel they overpaid, you know, they're going to want their money back. So, you know, it's very confusing. It really is. Because again, you have families with kids under the age of six receiving a total of up to $3,600 per kid. Older children between six and what, 17, they're going to get a certain amount of money. And then there's kind of a plateauing going on here, you know. And that's why, Megan, it's very confusing for those who are trying to figure it out. And that's why they should call you, you know, so you can straighten it out. But, you know, you make a very good point as far as the IRS, you know, they're gonna want their money back here, you know, if something is made in that of an error here. So that's important to kind of keep in play here, right?
Yeah, it definitely is. I mean, it seems like at the end of the day that the government is just trying to give you your money a little bit ahead of time. So a lot of these families would have been getting these credits on their tax return anyway when we file in 2022, and now they're just getting them a little bit ahead of time. But there's going to be a lot of people who are confused about this and wondering, why was my refund $5,000 last year and now it's only $1,000? Well, you got a lot of money already. A lot of that refund already came to you. Maybe you were eligible for all of it. Maybe you weren't. But there's going to be a lot of confusion and, you know, I hate to say it, but, you know, upset people when they're suddenly not getting what they were expecting or what they used to. And I'm just trying to avoid that with everyone possible.
It's very important. You could call 393-2888, and you get a hold of Megan there, because, you know, it is confusing. Megan, we'll talk tomorrow more on this stuff. Megan Muccio, CPA, Certified Financial Fiduciary Investment Professional over the great Craig James Financial, craigjamesfinancial.com. You had three great events yesterday, I hear. Everything worked out okay on that, I would imagine.
Yeah, everything was great. We talked about everything from learning how to budget your finances to your taxes and what they should look like, and even just planning for retirement. So a full day of events, and we're going to do some more next week, which are all up on our website, the craigjamesfinancial.com. So looking forward to anyone who missed it yesterday with me to joining next week.
It's coming up again, craigjamesfinancial.com. It is a great website. So you have to pre-register to get on all these great webinars and events. We'll talk tomorrow morning. Megan Muccio, CPA. Thanks, Megan. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a great day.